Did it just get hot in here? She's a hot mess. A hot, hot mess podcast. Hello, degenerates, and welcome back to yet another episode of a hot, hot mess podcast. As always, it is your dumpster fire older sister guiding your way through life's problems, one shot of vodka at a time, Haley. I hope you all had a wonderful New Year's. I hope it was safe. I hope you got just as fucked up as I did. Let's say goodbye to the worst year ever. Fuck 2020. Let's welcome 2021. It cannot get any worse. Knock on wood. So I was laying in bed this morning thinking about this episode and what I wanted to talk about. And I've got a couple topics for us to discuss. And I love to read your guys' comments. I love when you guys interact, tell me your opinions, feedback, all of that. It's wonderful. So don't be shy. Blow up my comment section. I have got myself a little drinky drink. I'm chilling here on my couch, popped an edible. So this is going to be a fun fucking night. Let's get into it. For the first topic of the night, I want to talk about double standards between men and women. Now, I use the term men and women very loosely. Some of these double standards cross over for men and women. Also, it resonates with a lot of people regardless of your gender identity. So when I say man or woman, it's more of a general statement. So just keep that in mind. I'm gonna start off with the girls. The things that we do or don't do that we get scrutinized for, but men turn around and do the exact same thing. The first double standard that I want to talk about is being sexually active or having a lot of partners. Men can fuck as many people as they want, but women do it and we're whores. And this pisses me off for a number of reasons, but the main reason is because men are allowed to embrace their sexual energy, but women are scrutinized for it. And that is 100% unfair. And it's the tale as old as time. You hear it from the time you're in elementary school, you start kissing other people. Oh, little girls aren't supposed to kiss little boys, but nothing happens when the boys kiss the girls. We all need to stop judging each other. It's 2021. Let's all just embrace our sexual energy, have fun, and be safe. The other thing that annoys me about this double standard is if I were to start seriously dating someone, let's say I start seriously dating a guy and we're together for 6 months, 8 months, whatever. Let's say we're gonna get married. We don't have sex until marriage because to some people, that's what is acceptable. So let's go along with that standard. Let's say I meet a guy and we're getting married. We haven't had sex. And then on our wedding night, we have sex and I fucking suck. Of course I do. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And I've heard numerous guys say, oh, I don't want a girl who doesn't know what she's doing, but she can't be a whore either. How do you think I learned to ride like this? How do you think I learned to make you come in 10 seconds, Mike? Like, let's... And there's so many contradictions that I hear men say exactly like that. She's got to be a porn star in the bedroom, but like she can't have slept with more than three people. And even if it's three people, I'm still going to judge her because she should have saved herself for me. It doesn't make any sense to me. Also, I'm not really here to give any solutions, only problems. We're just here to laugh tonight. Let's move along. The second issue that I have is men are allowed to guide a woman in the bedroom. They're allowed to tell that woman exactly what gets them off. They openly talk about it. Oh, I want a girl who does this or can do that. Or, oh, do this. I need you to lick that or touch this. Men are a hell of a lot more vocal in the bedroom than women. And oftentimes, we have to fake the O. And men get pissed at that. But if I were to do the exact same thing to you, if I were to say, hey, don't do that, do this. You're not doing that right. Let's move your hand over this way. Or this is the way that I can get off. I have done this and guys have been pissed.
Oh, what? You don't think I know how to please you? You think I'm just bad in bed? Sorry, I'm so bad in bed.
And that, my friends, is gaslighting, and we are not bringing that into 2021 with us. So if a guy does that to you, kick him to the curb. But the moral of that is, if we were to do unto you that you do unto us, if we were to tell you exactly how to get us off, you'd be offended or we'd be scrutinized. I've talked to other women before and told them, yeah, I was hooking up with someone and they were rubbing the shit out of my thigh and I just moved their hand and the girls like gasped and clutched their pearls like, oh my gosh, you shouldn't have done that. Like, just fake it. Just fake it. You don't want to hurt his feelings. Bitch, if you can't accept me guiding you to make me orgasm so we both can enjoy this, then I'm gonna need you to get the hell out of my bedroom. So guys, if a girl grabs your hand and puts it somewhere else, she just wants to enjoy the experience with you. She wants to get her nut too. So give it to her. Don't get offended. We know our bodies are a little different. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation like most men. And it's going to take you a minute to learn our body, which is totally fine. But we know it best, so listen to us. I want to go off on a little side note here too. Another thing I have down in my notes is stop asking about their body count. Why is that one of the first things we ask someone when we start dating? How many people have you been with? Why the fuck do you care? Why do you care how many people I have had sex with? As long as I'm being safe, wrapping that shit up, making sure I don't have any STDs or anything like that, why do you care? So that's another thing we are not bringing into 2021, is asking people what their fucking body count is. It's juvenile, it's childish, it's a red flag, and we're gonna talk about red flags a little bit later. On to the next issue I have, confidence. If a man walks into a room with his head held high, he knows he's attractive, he knows he's successful, that is sexy. But if a woman walks into a room, makes eye contact with people, she struts her stuff, they are self-absorbed. How many times have you heard a man say, yeah, I know I'm a good looking guy. But yet women are still expected to respond thank you when they get a compliment. Something that I don't do is thank someone for giving me a compliment, especially if it's on my looks. When someone calls me beautiful, I simply say, I know. You'll see how fast their fucking attitude changes. Like that. Instantly, oh, well, she's self-absorbed, she's cocky. No. Do you know how many people call women beautiful every day? We can't go into a gas station without somebody hitting on us. So we know we're beautiful. How about you compliment something that actually matters? Like, oh, your energy is captivating. Your mind is alluring. Compliment something that we have actually worked to achieve. Like our smarts, like our positive outlook, something that actually means something, just food for thought. That leads me to my last double standard that I have for women. And this to me might be my biggest discrepancy. When a woman has a child, now I am not a mom, I am not planning on being a mom anytime soon. I have peaked at being the fun, witchy aunt, and I am thriving. But I know a lot of moms. I come from a mom, so I can speak on this topic. When a woman has a baby, everything she does is being watched, it's being scrutinized, it's being judged. Oh my God, that baby's diaper's too tight. Oh, the baby's crying in the store. She's not helping it. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Moms get judged over everything they do. Oh, you're breastfeeding your baby? You better not do it in public. Oh, you put a blanket over yourself while you're breastfeeding? Oh my God, you're gonna smother the baby. Oh, you're bottle feeding? You don't love your kid. You spank? You don't spank. You coddle? You ferberize? Whatever it is you choose to do with the gremlin that you popped out of your body. Sorry, sweetheart. You're a bad fucking mom. But dads, if you so much as glance at your baby, people lose their shit. Oh my God, he is such a good dad. He took a napkin out and wiped the boogers. He changed one diaper in the last 2 years. What a good dad. A round of applause for Adam. He put the crib together. Oh, so good. That's bullshit. Why don't dads get scrutinized for not buying the toy at the store when their kid is losing their mind? Or literally anything else? You want to know how it's a real double standard? I want you to imagine a kid right now whose clothes are completely mismatched. The shoes don't match, the shirt's all disheveled, the buttons are not in the right hole. I mean, this kid looks a fucking mess. The hair is just too far gone to save. Imagine this child right in front of you. And I'm not talking about dirty either, right? Like, the kid has great hygiene, they shower, whatever. I mean, just looking like Ace Ventura, put me in, coach. Imagine that child. Now put a man next to that child. What is your first thought? Oh, he tried. Oh, look at Adam. He tried. Bless his heart. Now take that man away. Put a woman next to that child. Uh-huh. Right there. That thought that just popped into your head. Doesn't she love her baby? What is wrong with her? She clearly doesn't care. Oh, that poor child. That is the double standard right there. And you know what sucks? Is I'm guilty of this too. I have done this too. It's a societal thing that is ingrained in us from a really young age. We heard our parents talk shit about Susan next door because little Timmy had mud on his face while playing outside. And we heard our parents, mainly our moms, talk shit about the woman raising Timmy. But then they praised Adam for picking that kid up and putting him on his shoulders. It's like no dad had ever done that before. Oh, I'm pick up a kid and put him on my shoulders and look, oh, he's such a great dad. Let's stop. We're not doing that anymore. We're going to start retraining our mind. We are going to unlearn some things and stop judging parents, moms especially. Let's move on to my dudes, because I feel like this topic is not talked about entirely as much as it should be. There are so many double standards with men, just as much as there are women. They're just not as talked about. Women are very loud. We speak our piece. I think now, especially in the past few years, women have come forward. Fuck you. Stop slut shaming. I'm gonna wear what I want, do what I want. Fuck yeah, women empowerment. And as a feminist, I support that. But I also support my men. And if you call yourself a feminist, but you constantly shit on men or you criticize women who support men, you are not a fucking feminist. To label yourself as a feminist and you shit on men, you're not a fucking feminist. And let me tell you why. The definition of being a feminist is a person who fights for equality of women, not superiority. And you do not have to drag someone down, especially an entire gender, to raise yourself up. And if you fight me on that, you're one of the bitches I'm talking about, you bad feminist. Fix yourself. So let's talk about double standards for my men. It's a little bit more difficult with you guys because there's so many things that lead to the same result. So I'm just going to talk about a couple of things that lead to the same issue. If you are a progressive man, meaning you don't subscribe to traditional ideals, that the men are the head of the household, they go to work, they make the money, the woman stays home and takes care of the kids. If you believe in a 50-50 partnership, if you're a little bit more open sexually, then you are deemed as less of a man. And that makes me fucking sick. I will give a couple of examples. As a bisexual woman, I have been in the LGBTQ+ community pretty much since I was about 11 or 12. That's when I really came out. I accepted who I was. And I have had friends in the Alphabet Army my entire life. I am also more attracted to people who share the same sexual orientation as I do. So I am more attracted to bisexual women and men. Men are a lot less likely to open up about their sexual identity, their sexual preferences, because if they are not strictly attracted to women, biological women, then they are automatically seen as gay or less of a man or not as masculine. And I find that to be complete and utter bullshit. I have had bisexual men tell me that they have bottomed before and then grab me by the throat and show me the time of my life, just the night I will never forget. And I have never been more let down sexually than what I have been with straight men. Not shitting on you or anything. I still adore you. I still love you. But that's my truth. But if a man has had same-sex experiences, is open about this, then they're deemed as less than. Why? Because they know themselves sexually? Because they know what they like and what they don't like? Because they have the balls to admit it to the world? There is nothing that turns me and a lot of other women on more than a guy who's like, yeah, I fuck with dudes, and what are you gonna do about it? Are you kidding me? Pull down your pants. Mama's going to town. And that's the truth. Because the confidence is sexy. But unfortunately, they get scrutinized in society. They get called gay, or, oh, they're secretly gay. They don't know that they're gay. And if you are someone who shares this idea, chances are you're not going to be listening to my podcast very long. But I'm glad that you stopped by. Or if you just see yourself naturally gravitating to this frame of mind, which I don't judge you and it doesn't make you a bad person. At some point in my life, even being in the alphabet army for majority of my life, I did subscribe to that mindset, that idea of if a guy likes a guy at all, he's gay. And I get it. It's just ignorance. And it's something that you have to accept, be self-aware about, and then unlearn that thought process. So there's no judgment here. We all can be better. But I do feel really bad for my men. And I love you so much. And it's sad to me because it's not just sexual identity that takes away your manhood or your masculinity. It's so many things. If you're wife makes more money than you, if you're a stay-at-home dad, if you help out around the house at all, there are people out there that'll call you a sissy. If you don't know how to change your own oil, oh, well, that's not a man. No, honey, that's not a mechanic. There's a difference. So my advice to you, my beautiful, beautiful men, if you have to deal with this societal injustice, just be you. Be you. Be proud about whoever you are. If you are a straight man, be proud to be straight. If you are a gay man, be proud. If you are anywhere on the spectrum, I don't care. Just be you. And be proud about it. And also lift up other people who are proud. You are not allowed to be a strong, secure, straight man and tear other people down. Because I will find you and junk punch you. That's not what we're here to do, hot messes. My hot messes support, love, and accept everybody. And that's what we should bring into 2021. The last double standard for my guys, and arguably the most important, is if you and your girlfriend, your partner, are laying in bed, maybe you're kissing, and you want to have sex, you look at her and you're like, oh, babe, you look so sexy right now, let's do it. And the moment she says that she does not want to have sex, of course, you stop. She doesn't give you consent. You're done. And coerced intercourse is sexual assault. If you don't know what I'm talking about, let me elaborate. You're laying there with your girlfriend or your partner and you want to have sex. So you ask them, hey, babe, do you want to have sex? And they say no. If you continue to ask them over and over and over, you manipulate them. Oh, but babe, we haven't had sex in a week. And oh, I feel so disconnected from you. Let's reconnect. I feel like you don't even love me anymore. And you make them feel bad for saying no. So they give in and they have sex with you. You are now assaulting your partner. So where the double standard comes in, and I have heard this from numerous men, is the moment they don't have consent from their partner to fool around or have sex or what have you, they stop, as they fucking should. Consent is the number one. Let's throw that out there now. But they stop. They put their own needs aside and maybe they'll go jacket in the shower. No problem. But women who want to have sex will push and push and manipulate their boyfriend or their partner into having sex, and nobody bats a fucking eye.
And I think it comes from the misconception that men have a higher sex drive than women. They don't. Let me tell you what. Women are the horniest creatures on the planet. Especially when our hormones are all raging around our period, we will hump you until we both are on the brink of dying from dehydration. Getting back on topic, women, ladies, my gals, consent goes both ways. So many of us have felt pressured to do things that we don't want to do, either out of fear or guilt. And it is not acceptable to do that to somebody else. But for some reason, women feel entitled to sex, and we're fucking not. Because you guys know that I don't lie to you. I will be the first one to admit that, unfortunately, I have done this when I was young, when I didn't understand what I was doing was wrong. Especially when I was having sexual withdrawal within my relationship, and then I wanted to have sex again. If my partner said no, I would get upset. And from a lot of the guys that I've talked to about this topic, they say that women become enraged. They get so mad and they start name calling and, oh, well, you're not attracted to me, or you're not a man. Why can't you just fuck me? All of these horrible, horrible things. So I said it once, and I'll say it again. Guys, you need to listen to this as well. Consent does not go one way. And if a woman makes you feel bad for not wanting to have sex for whatever reason, maybe you're tired, maybe there's something on your mind, whatever fucking reason it is, and you don't owe anyone an explanation either, if she makes you feel bad, it's time to drop that bitch. I don't mean like literally drop her, but like it's time for her to go. Kick her the fuck out of your house. If you're at her place, leave, block her number. That's a toxic person, and we're not bringing that in 2021. Speak up about what you want and speak up about what you don't want, because that is your fucking right, regardless of your gender. I know we talked about some heavy shit. Thank you for staying along for the ride so far, but I want to shift on to another topic. I want to talk about red flags. We've talked about my dating journey thus far, but you guys know it's been a wild fucking ride for me. So I just want to talk about some red flags and deal breakers. Some of these I've witnessed myself. Okay, majority of these I've witnessed myself. I don't have a very good picker when it comes to a significant other that was damaged in the birthing process or somewhere along the way, who fucking knows, but I'm not that good at picking significant others. So I am met with a lot of red flags that I love to ignore because I just like to see the good in people. So I'm gonna talk about some of those. If someone can only compliment you on your physical appearance and you're at least a couple dates into seeing this person, get rid of them. This person is not listening to you. They are not trying to get to know you. They are trying to get through as many dates as possible so they can sleep with you. One that I have personally, and this is because I have met numerous people who fall under this category, have proven me right time after time. If you don't agree with this one, that's totally fine. But one of my biggest red flags is if someone calls themselves existential. I don't fuck with it. The moment that word comes out your mouth to describe you, the date is over. We are done. And I will tell you why. Every single person that I have gone on a date with or dated that has called themselves existential, they're fucking narcissists. You're not that intelligent. You are not that cerebral. You just simply think that you are the center of the universe. So if someone calls themselves existential, I would tell you to run. I can't force you to do anything, but don't come crying to me when you're like, oh my God, Haley, you were right. I should have listened to you. I know, bitch, I'm telling you. I've been telling you for 6 episodes. I may be a hot mess, but I have seen some shit, and let me just guide your way. Next red flag is if somebody is overly aggressive, and I mean in
any possible way, whether it's physically, emotionally, whatever it is, if they are super aggressive, you need to take a step back because that is a huge red flag. If they are coming on really strong with the emotions, and I'm a very emotional person, I am all for emotions and sensitivity. I think it is wonderful. And this red flag is mainly for the beginning of dating or even possibly a relationship. I think once you've committed to each other, you can really start to let your guards down. But if you're on date 1, 2, 3, and this person is like, oh my God, I really like you. I could see myself falling in love with you. I want to move in together. I mean, just crazy things like that. It's time to go because this person is not looking for the one. They are looking for anyone. And what they're doing is trying to speed up that emotional connection. So then you fall for them or you think you're falling for them. And then you are in a world of crazy. The moment you tell them that you love them or you like them or whatever, they're just gonna let it all hang out. And then you're fucking stuck because now you love them. So if someone is coming on really emotionally aggressive, go. Exit stage left, babe. My next red flag, and probably one of my favorite red flags, and this has saved me from so many shitty dates, helped me really narrow down my dating pool, is if the person you are on a date with describes their ex as crazy. I know for a fact that I am at least 5 of my exes crazy ex, because I have done some crazy shit in a relationship. But what they don't tell you is all the bullshit they put me through to make me fucking crazy. So my favorite response when someone says, oh my God, my ex is crazy, I simply ask them, well, how did you contribute to that craziness? So if that person tells you that their ex is crazy, chances are that person is a narcissist or relies on reactional abuse, which if you don't know what that is, it is someone who picks and picks and picks and picks, then you fucking explode and they get to look like the victim. And we are not here for it. So if they do that, if they say, oh my God, my ex-girlfriend was so crazy, nope, bye. Because they're about to drive you hella crazy too. Before you start the dating process, I highly recommend to have a list of your red flags. And as you start going on dates, add to that list. Because trust me, you will run into more and more red flags as the dating process goes on. But add to that list. Also write a list, and we've talked about this before, of the things that you are looking for. Your non-negotiables. I have that list. I review it every time I go on a date. And as of right now, out of the numerous dates that I have been on, one person so far has shown me that they possess most of that list. So don't get discouraged as you're going through the dating process. It's tedious, it's tiring, but it should be fun. We talk about dating in another episode, so I won't get too far into that, but you should be having fun while dating. The next and final topic I want to talk about are deal breakers. Oftentimes, and I am very guilty of this, when we start dating or even getting into a relationship, we really like someone. That serotonin is just rushing through your body. You're like, oh my gosh, I could really see myself falling for this person, or I may be falling for them already. I have such high hopes. And then they hit you with a, oh, I don't really want kids, or I'm $250,000 in debt, or, oh, I can't get a driver's license until I'm 32. Oh, damn DUIs. And what do? We skip right over that. It's like a word we can't pronounce when we're reading. We just, whoop, doesn't matter. Huh. Doesn't exist. That one word doesn't change the plot of the book. I'm sure I'll figure it out down the road. No, absolutely not. That is a deal breaker. You need to make another list of your deal breakers. For me personally, I have a huge list of deal breakers. And I'm not talking about, oh, he's got to be 6'3", he's got to have dark hair and blue eyes. No. I don't care physically really what you look like, as long as there's a basic level of attraction. What I care about is, do you want kids? Do you want to get married? Do you have a decent credit score? How are you with finances? Those are the things that I want to know about. And you should too. These are the questions that you should be asking while dating. Do not go on a date and be like, how do you take your coffee? Who cares, Karen? Who cares if he likes a little bit of cream, a little bit of sugar? No one cares. What you need to care about are your deal breakers. Now, like I said, we don't want to come off too strong, right? We don't want to be like, hi, my name is Tiffany. What's your credit score? That's going to be a huge red flag. Get to know that person. Make sure you have a basic attraction, a basic connection with them. And while you're kind of small talking, oh, where'd you grow up? Oh, that's awesome. Have you ever been to jail? Things like that. You really want to sprinkle them in. And then once you start to get to know each other, maybe you're right at that cusp of asking them to be your partner or to make this official. That is when you can start really just rapid firing these questions. So I don't waste my time and you don't waste yours. I need to make sure if our morals and our standards and our expectations line up. Any grown ass adult will be totally fine with that and will also have questions for you. But it's about not wasting any more time. Before I end this episode, I want to give one more little piece of advice. This is my favorite advice. I think I've said it once or twice during this podcast, but people will show you who they are. They will not tell you. So as amazing as communication is, really pay attention to what they're doing. If they are disrespecting a waiter, chances are they're going to disrespect you too. So those are my little tidbits of advice. Let's stop these fucking double standards. Women, go out, own your sexuality, own your sexual energy. We are no longer asking each other's body count. Who fucking cares? Moms, you are amazing. We love you. Dads, you are also wonderful. Men, own who the fuck you are and who cares what anyone else has to say. Live your true life. I love all of you. Thank you so much for all the love and support you have shown me. If you like a Hot Hot Mess podcast, make sure to hit that follow button below. Leave me a like and a comment. If you could, please share it on your social media. That would be absolutely fantastic. I hope you all have a wonderful day and happy 2021. And I will see you next Tuesday. Bye, bitches.